Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. It's all there for you. It's available to you thanks to my organization and our outstanding corporate partners. There is no barrier to entry. If you can show up, if you can get there, we'll let you in, let you use all of our stuff. Don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter. And boy, howdy, have I got some exciting stuff coming up. The surprise I was telling you about, I'll be telling you about it very soon. It's coming up. It worked, ladies and gentlemen. The stuff we've been working on is working. And we're going to take another week or two probably before I tell you about it, just to take it out for a test drive and everything. And I'll keep you posted on that. So I know you're on the edge of your chair waiting on that. Mark Mayberry, you're waiting on the edge of your chair for him too. And he's here. Mark is president of the Mayberry Group. He's the author of Building the Dream Workforce. He is one of the planet's most highest experts, greatest experts, most outstanding expert on customer care and taking care of these very important people in our lives, our customers. And more importantly, he's our good friend. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always a delight to be here.
It's good to have you here, as always. Why is it, Mark, that there still is the need? This is what blows me away, Mark. I don't understand why there's still the need for people like you and me to talk about customer care.
Because people don't hire people with common sense.
Well, I think the hirers don't have any common sense either.
Well, that's very true. I was in a CVS store this past weekend.
Drugstore.
I went in there, drugstore. I went in there for a, can I say the name of the drug?
Sure.
Okay, for Advil.
We sell lots of stuff on this show.
Okay. I went in there for Advil, and I walked up, I was in Orlando, so I didn't want to buy the big bottle of it. So I just wanted a little travel pack, mm-hmm. 3-4 tablets in each.
Right.
And I went over, and I was going to get some Tylenol, too. I had a very sore throat and just wasn't feeling good. And I walked over, I asked the lady where the aisle with the small packs would be, and she told me, and I went over there, and there was a Tylenol. I grabbed that, and I looked, and I couldn't find Advil. But I finally found the little hook where it was supposed to be. It had the tag over it. So it was empty. So I went up to a young man that was stocking some of the shelves, and I said, gee, do you have any of the Advil in the back, maybe? And he said, I'll go look. Wasn't real happy about it. I had taken him off of whatever job he was doing. But here's the thing that killed me, Jim. He goes back there, and he's only gone for about a minute. He obviously knew right where it was, and he comes back out with one little pack of Advil.
Oh, now, no.
The next customer that came in that wanted Advil is going to have to go through the same thing.
Maybe you wanted two.
Maybe I wanted two. That's right. He didn't have the common sense to fill the darn rack. It is just unbelievable. And you talk about the people that hire these people don't have the common sense. These people that hire these folks also have silly things. They're trying to get by, and I know that certainly salaries are a big part of any expense, but one of the other things that gripes me to no end, and to me it's common sense that you shouldn't have to have this happen, is if you're checking out of a hotel, if you're being waited on a counter, and a telephone rings, and the person that's waiting on you, standing right there, answers a phone, and you're completely neglected.
I can't stand that. I hate that.
Drives me crazy.
Well, I'm sitting there not long ago. I was at a place and I stacked up a nice little order. I mean, it was quite a bit of money. And I had waited on myself. I was stacked up there and I was trying to check out. And I know what it was. It was a cell phone.
Okay.
I was buying a cell phone and it wasn't an inexpensive cell phone. And I was trying to get checked out. The lady took the phone call. No, I'm sorry. It wasn't the lady. She'd been helping me. The guy who was checking me out took a phone call and made me stand there for at least 5 minutes while he talked to this person on the phone who was asking them a question that wasn't going to, I mean, I could tell the guy was just doing some homework or something. It wasn't really all that much of a sales question. Yeah. Instead of saying, sir, would you mind if I call you back? Could I put you on hold? I have a customer I need to check out. I mean, and I almost walked out.
Now, here's one with common sense. I went in to buy, for some reason, I was on my way home from work one day, and I stopped into a flower shop to buy my wife one red rose to take home.
Oh.
I walk in, and the woman that is the only person in the store, she is on the phone with a customer. So here I don't feel so bad because that customer was first on the telephone.
Right.
Well, she took 3 or 4 minutes before she finally hung up, and then I told her what I wanted, one red rose. She went over and grabbed two red roses and started to wrap them up. And I said, ma'am, maybe you didn't hear me right. I just want one. She says, well, I'm going to give you two and only charge you for one because you shouldn't have had to wait that long.
Wow.
Now, that was a big shazam.
Now, you should have given her a high five.
I'm telling you. I gave her a shazam. That's good enough.
There you go. Well, you know, what is it? The person at the drugstore you were talking about.
Yes.
Now, that person, we owe these people training. When we hire somebody, we owe them, we're obligated to train them not only about our business and the things that are particular to our business. We also owe them, especially if they're young people, we owe them some common sense training. But you shouldn't have to train somebody to go ahead and stock the shelf while he's back there.
No, you really shouldn't.
That shouldn't be something that we should have to do. But maybe we do. Maybe that's the new minimum now for training.
Well, you hit on the key word, Jim, and that is training. And lately, I've been challenging my audiences. When we talk about training, and of course, there are some people that sit in the audience and think we're doing a pretty good job of training, and then I tell them about the Container Store, which for the last 5 years has been voted in the top five of the best places to work in the United
really?
States. And if you go to work for the Container Store, in your first year of work at the Container Store, you are going to receive 243 hours of training.
Wow.
And not many companies can go up against that.
What's that, like 6 weeks?
It's unbelievable.
That's 6 weeks of training.
6 weeks of training in your first 52.
Wow.
And, of course, they continue training after that first
mm-hmm.
year. But that's the kind of thing that separates an organization.
And how has that converted into success for the company?
Phenomenal success.
See, training has a definite ROI, ladies and gentlemen. Small business owners, this is an area that we're not good at. We're not so good at training. We got to do a better job of this. Mark Mayberry and I will be right back. We're going to talk about some more of this right after these messages. It's 20 after. Here's Carl Perkins to take us out. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Mark Mayberry. He and John Scriven are the authors of Building the Dream Workforce. Mark, tell us where the book is available and give us your website too, please.
Well, book is available on the website, which is markmayberry.com. That's Mark with a K and then Mayberry like good old RFD.
All right, like Opie and Anthony, right?
Yeah,
I mean Opie and Barney, the other guy, yeah. And anyway, good for you. And it's markmayberry.com. The book is Building the Dream Workforce. I encourage you, folks, to check it out when you get a chance. You know, Mark, we were talking about common sense and training. Coaches, football coaches, say you can't coach speed. You know, that when they try these people out, these kids out, these young men out to play football, they make them run the 40 or whatever, and they clock them, and they say, you know what, you can't coach speed. You either have it or you don't. Should you have to coach common sense?
You shouldn't have to, but let's go back to the coaching speed. When I was I was probably about 13, 14 years old, Jim, I was the slowest guy on the team, on the baseball team. And my dad took myself and my brother out to a park, and he said, you're trying to run like you see the ball players on TV run. here's the way you need to run. And I went from the slowest kid on the team to the fastest kid.
Wow.
So you can coach speed.
You can coach
common sense.
Mm-hmm.
I had a guy that sat in one of my audiences, and we were talking about empowering your teams. And I said, you know, go back, and the customer doesn't want to have your team member have to go find you to get an answer. You need to empower them. Well, you better have the common sense to train them first.
Right.
I was given this presentation talking about, you know, empower your team members. It was about 90 days later, I was given another presentation, same industry, and a guy that had been in this other speech was in this program. And he came up to me and he said, Mayberry, that empowerment stuff doesn't work. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, I went back and I told my team they're empowered, make the customers happy. Of course, he didn't train them. And he said the first customer that came in had a $50 retail item. And my team member not only gave him back the $50, he gave him another item of the same kind. And, you know, I think that's a little extreme, but at the same time, that's a Shazam. That's somebody trying to do what this guy told him.
That's exactly
so I said,
right.
What's wrong with that? He said, well, I can't have that happen. I had to fire the guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, no was right. I said, do you think anybody else in your team will ever take a chance or try to be empowered again with what you did?
Yeah, that guy needs to learn how to say, what did we learn?
Yes, that's for darn sure. Should have brought the team together and applauded this guy for trying and then said, however, next time, let's look at this.
Yeah, let's consider this thing. Wow, that's amazing. You know, I was at a store yesterday, and I bought some stuff. It was a food store, like a deli, and I bought a bunch of stuff. I love the store, and when I go there, I kind of go over the top, and I bought a bunch of stuff. And the person who waited on me never looked at me, never smiled at me.
Oh, jeez.
Now, she actually did say thank you. I was waiting on that. You knew I was waiting on that.
Oh, yes.
I was waiting on to see because I was going to make a big deal out of it. So she did say thank you, but she just barely glanced at me and almost, I won't say she had a scowl on her face, but it was obvious to me she wasn't a very happy person. And I wish I had a mirror. I wish I could have just held up a mirror and said, would you buy from this person?
Right, right.
You know, just look at yourself. What about training people by saying, imagine that you're the customer doing and wanting the same thing these customers are wanting and acting from you. Imagine that you're that person. How would you want to be treated?
Absolutely. Your story about somebody not looking up and saying hello or acknowledging you or anything. Back in 2000, I had a major contract with Delta Airlines, and these people came in five different times over the course of 10 months for a class. And one time we talked about with the gate agents, you know, you need to make eye contact with your customers.
Right.
Well, the next time one of these kids came in, he came up, he said, I can't believe what a difference it makes in my job when I started looking at the people.
Right.
Again, it seems like common sense, Jim. You and I understand that. But, you can train common sense, but here's the big thing. You better hire people with common sense.
Well, that's a good point. So hiring people with common sense, training them better to do a better job and giving them the authority and the responsibility, empowering them to take care of customers, it definitely has an ROI, doesn't it?
It has a huge ROI. There's no doubt about that. You look at the companies that are successful. You hear about the Southwest Airlines and the Nordstrom and the Ritz-Carlton. They train their team members to give great customer service,
mm-hmm.
What I call service with Shazam.
And their stories are legend, aren't they?
They when you talk about customer service, those companies are the ones that everybody talks about.
Right.
It's time for them to start talking about the small business people and their companies with the service they deliver, because this is the biggest strategic advantage that your listeners have.
Mm-hmm. It's the least expensive effort. It's the way we can get the most bang for our buck. That's just doing a better job of customer service. I mean, we can almost do it without spending any money.
You're right about that.
Just keep thinking about it. Hiring good people, the main thing, Mark, to me is hiring good people, hiring people with good attitudes.
That's for sure. Donald Hess, who was at the time the CEO of Parisians, I saw him speak, and he said, we can teach them how to run a cash register. We can't teach them how to be nice.
Well, you know, I'm not sure he's true. He's accurate about that, but maybe so. Hey, Mark, give us that website again, please.
It is markmayberry.com.
Thanks, Mark, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Mark Mayberry, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Building the Dream Workforce. Quick break. Right back with Dr. William Dunkelberg. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.